Today's gospel is a very challenging gospel to interpret at face value when our Lord says that we have to hate our parents and our family and even our own lives. But I think the key to understanding today's gospel is the first line when it says great crowds were traveling with Jesus. And so what our Lord recognized is large numbers of people were coming to follow him, and he had become very popular. And I think that's to be expected because he had worked a lot of miracles, healing people who were sick. He had cast out demons from people. And so, there were all sorts of crowds that were attracted to him because of that. And I'm sure there were a lot of people that just had a little bit of FOMO, fear of missing out. You know, everybody else is going out to follow our Lord. We have to go out and see what's going on too so we don't miss out. And so that's the context that Jesus gives these comments within. And what he's addressing is a spiritual danger which applies not just to the people in today's gospel, but also to each one of us. And that is the danger of following Jesus superficially. You know, maybe because our family goes, so we just go with our family, or maybe it's just the promise of heaven. You know, who wouldn't want to go to a place of eternal happiness? Maybe without even understanding what heaven really is. You know, who wouldn't want that? And so there's a danger and a temptation for us to follow Jesus in a way that's comfortable and easy and cost us nothing. And we can just be one of the crowd who's kind of tagging along. But that's not what Jesus is looking for in his disciples. That's not the type of disciple he wants, is just someone who's along as part of the crowd. Now, we are not called to hate our family or our life. Jesus is using hyperbole in today's gospel in order to emphasize a point. And it's important for us to interpret today's gospel within the wider context of our Lord's teachings. And he does teach us to honor our father and mother, and he teaches us to love even our enemies. So he really doesn't mean we need to hate our family members. But what he's getting at is that a true disciple needs to find in Jesus Christ a treasure that's so great that he's willing to give anything in order to follow Christ. That's what he's looking for in a disciple, is someone who is willing to sacrifice everything and put everything on the line to be his follower. Even if it means suffering on our part, even if it means trials, will we still be faithful to him? Or are we just one of the crowd who's along to see a miracle? And so as a disciple of Jesus Christ, it's important that we know Christ on a level that captivates our hearts and our minds and our souls. And that that our relationship with our Lord captivates us on such a deep level that we are willing to reorder our thoughts and our lives, you know, the decisions we make on a daily basis, in order to live in a way that's pleasing to Christ and to live in a way that's in conformity with him. We just celebrated on Friday the feast day of Saint Mother Teresa. Her feast day is September 5th. And, you know, I think she gives us an incredible example of what it means to be a true disciple. And it's important not for us just to look at what she did. I mean, she did amazing things. You know, as a religious sister, you'd think that nobody would even know who she is. But she became one of the most famous people in modern history. And by the time she had passed away, you know, she had her missionaries of charity had spread to over 100 countries. And she had over 500 houses of religious sisters that were operating homes that were hospice care for the dying, or treating people with tuberculosis or cholera or HIV. She had established orphanages and homes for mothers in difficult situations. And so she had done incredible work, you know, working with the most needy in the world. And not all of us are called to follow that exact example. You know, it would be amazing if some of our young people, even from our parish, might be called to the Missionaries of Charity or to another religious order that does incredible work. That would be a great honor for our parish, you know, if something like that would happen. But all of us are called to imitate what was at the heart of Mother Teresa's spirituality. The reason she was able to do such incredible work is because at the heart of everything that she did was an authentic relationship with Jesus Christ. She truly had a meaningful relationship and devotion to Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. And she would spend an hour minimum every day, and every one of her sisters would spend an hour in Eucharistic adoration. And that time of silence was a time that she spent listening for the voice of Jesus Christ. Even when she was busy or, you know, distracted or could have done other things, she would dedicate time with self-discipline to listen for the voice of Jesus Christ. And she would strive to see him in the Holy Eucharist, to recognize the humility of God, that he would come to us in the form of bread and wine, in his desire to be so close to his people. She would recognize that, and she was able to find in the Holy Eucharist the face of God. And that changed her. It transformed her. And that's the depth of relationship that each one of us is called to. She once said that if we cannot see Jesus Christ in the appearance of bread on the altar, we will not be able to see him in the disguise of the poor. She was able to see Jesus in the poor and in the people she ministered to because she was first able to recognize him in the Holy Eucharist. And so the question we can ask ourselves today is, how deep is our devotion to Jesus Christ? Are we just following him as one of the crowd in a superficial relationship? Or sometimes people have an intellectual faith. You know, they'll say, well, I do believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, and I believe in the church and his teachings. But it stops there, and they don't go further than that. Or are we seeking a relationship with Jesus Christ with intensity? Are we seeking him in the Holy Eucharist? Are we seeking an encounter with the face of God that is so profound that it changes us and it transforms us, and we begin to live our lives in a way that's pleasing to him because we see ourselves and our lives and everything about us within the light of Jesus Christ? Have we discovered a treasure in Jesus Christ that is so profound that it is worth giving everything and sacrificing anything that's necessary to attain it? And so that's the question for us to ask ourselves today, is how deep is our relationship with Christ? And what do we need to do? What commitment do we need to make in prayer and with Eucharistic adoration to deepen that relationship?